Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
We said that we have an exclusive. Exclusive. We have King Charles on air with us this morning, and we weren't lying.
No.
Okay? Because if you remember, he came here in 2018. He was doing a tour with Camilla. And there were a lot of rumours going around at the time about him, what he travelled with.
Yes, I do remember that.
It was for the Games, wasn't it? The Commonwealth Games.
Yeah. So the Queen was here last time she was here?
2011 for the floods, 2011.
So that was the last time she visited, obviously, Australia. And now we've got a public holiday on the 22nd of September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're already off.
Yeah, but all the kids are on holidays as well.
I know. It's a jip.
You weren't happy with the day? Maddie wanted today. He thought morning straight away.
Yes.
Well,
I've forgotten it by then.
Yeah. Also, it's a Thursday. It's
you know how the news works.
But I would have thought it would be the same time as a funeral. Because that's happening on a...
Well, I think it's the... And I could be wrong. Someone told me it's the day that the Prime Minister gets back. So it kind of seems like he wants
a day to recover. Yeah. Jet lag.
Because Parliament's off for 2 weeks.
Right.
Is that happening here as well? I thought it was just in the UK.
No, it's here. In Australia.
They're taking 2 weeks off.
Yeah. All the members are. 2 weeks out of respect. And we want to be respectful as well.
I would like to be the most respectful I possibly could be in this situation.
Didn't you say that you're Scottish and you don't
most
really...
Most respectful I could possibly be to our dear departed sovereign.
So getting back to King Charles.
Cavalier.
Stop saying that.
Okay.
On the weekend he was... it's not called sworn in. What is it?
Yeah, I think sworn in.
Yeah.
Okay. Isn't it?
I shall strive to follow the inspiring example I have been set.
By the grace of God of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of his other realms and territories, God save the King.
God save the King.
No, he's right, though. Big shoes to fill. And I mean that. The Queen had massive feet.
She didn't. But he's had a lot of practice. People are like, I wonder what sort of king he has. Well, he's been...
He'll be fine.
He's been the longest... In waiting out of anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Because back in the day, they'd just lop their head off and take the place, but he didn't do that anymore.
No. And I think he's had a lot of training for it. He's a bit ahead of his time.
That he's done,
He likes the environment it was cool.
Yeah, true.
But when he was here, getting back to when he was here in 2018, there was a lot of rumours about what he travelled with, and that is that he travelled with pre-mixed martinis at any time when you need to have that, and also his own toilet seat from home because he didn't know where he was going to go to the bathroom. And it wasn't suitable, and he was used to the royal throne.
Throne, yeah.
And you would imagine if he did go with his own private toilet seat, it'd be some sort of gold-plated kind of...
Do you just put it on the top, like a little potty?
Yeah, like those, you know, when you go in and they've got the paper, you can put the paper over the things, or like that, paper.
You mean, like, is it like the little kid potty one?
Yeah, or you just put it on top of the...
Does someone come in and remove the other toilet seat?
Oh, you couldn't
and
do
then
that.
Put that on?
He's the prince, he could probably do that.
Or is it just a portaloo that's pulled behind on the trailer?
So when he was here in Brisbane, we thought we have to get to the bottom of it. So intern Jace, who worked here, we sent him out. Now, he was there for many hours lining up before all the crowds even got there to be able to ask him the question that we wanted to know.
That's true.
Here is the exclusive chat with now King Charles
Cavalier
the Third.
Hello, Charles. Is it true that you carry your own toilet seat when you travel?
Like what?
Your own toilet seat when you travel?
Welcome to meet you.
Hi, Camilla. So he doesn't carry his own toilet seat when he travels. Is that true or not?
Don't you believe that?
Don't you believe that crap?
Crap. Toilet humour.
You gotta love an Aussie too. G'day, Camilla.
Yes.
Queen consort, there you go.
Is that true?
Do we? So you'd have to, back then, you could talk to him, but you're not allowed to speak to the king, are you, unless you're spoken to?
Yeah, I believe so. Definitely that was the way with the queen. Yes, not allowed to touch him either, ever.
And she never bowed. The only time she lowered her head was when Princess Diana
And I remember Gillard got in trouble because she opted for a handshake instead of a curtsy when she met her, which is completely acceptable under the codes of conduct, but it caused a bit of a ruckus back in the day. I'd have gone with the Queenie high five or fist bump.
But that's exciting, though. We had the king on.
We did. Yeah. We're already there. First...
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
They're strutting around like peacocks.
Wild peacocks.
And that's the problem.
All right, now, a while ago on this show, we actually broke a case wide open, and that was when you brought to the table, Maddie, the fact that you were driving in and you saw deer in Westlake.
No, I saw it at Jindalee.
Near the shopping.
Yeah, near the old, at the DFO on the highway there.
Yeah, and it turned out, didn't it, that there was a deer farm out there. The couple that ran it had a fight and a divorce, and she opened the gate.
The mother-in-law
opened the gate.
Yeah. Opened the gate to the farm and let all the deer out, and then they just started mating, and now there's deer all throughout that area.
Wild deer.
Well, I need Brisbane's help again because something kind of similar occurred in my neck of the woods on the weekend. The whole community was a buzz. it was, man. Because I was cleaning the hoose, and I had to go take the garbage out. So I whacked on a pair of shorts, and I went out into my front yard. Great timing, because otherwise I would not have even known that this occurred. Because as I walked out onto my driveway, there was a bit of a hoo-ha and a commotion, because outside the coffee shop across the road from my place, random, there was just two massive, massive peacocks just roaming the street.
They are so beautiful.
Aren't they?
I was like, it's so Barden, isn't it? Because there is two beautiful, majestic peacocks walking in a single file, out the front of a yoga studio.
Yeah.
I was like, can we get any more Barden?
Well, they weren't on leashes.
Yeah, I know, but we get like bush turkeys in our area.
Bush turkeys too. Yeah.
Don't try and bring yourself down to the common people.
Now, there is a little alcovey bit down in the rich part of Barden where they
is
do have.
Is there a poor part of Barden?
Yeah, my house. And where they have, they do normally stay there, but they've never come this far out. They actually ended up on my friend Scully's roof, just hanging out up there.
Are they pets?
Can you keep pets, peacocks?
Because these are obviously two males.
Yes, they are two males.
Because the males are the ones that are all very
la-di-da. They stopped traffic because there was two of them and two cars were coming each way and they couldn't go around them. So
were they not scared of the traffic?
They didn't give a flying nut. They did not care. I was like 1 meter away from it, shooing it, and it was just looking at me going, not in my neighborhood, man. Get out of here.
I was here first.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if they're wild peacocks or not, because they're not native to Australia. They're Indian, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I believe. Well, I know that they're India's national animal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they annoying, though? You know, like a scrub turkey, like, makes a big mound and that. Mm. Do they do anything?
Not that I know, but they're noisy. They're like, no! No!
Well, if
like
it's that. Mating season and no other peacocks coming.
Well, it got me out of the house.
I'm a coming!
Okay. Oh, it's a peacock. I've known that they are there. I just don't know why they are there or how they got here. And I'm wondering if years ago someone got divorced and released the peacocks and hence we're here again today. You never know.
Yeah, why specifically Barden? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Why not? If you had to choose a suburb.
Yeah, but, well, I guess they just, it might be so nice that they haven't ventured out further, but there's no peacocks anywhere
else. No, but when you think about it, it's near, like, a lot of bushland.
It is.
When you're driving up the mountain, there's a lot of.
Apparently, a few Indian families have moved into the area because they know the peacocks are there. There's like a
really?
Selling point.
Because they love them so much.
Yeah, yeah, they are very sacred to them.
They are money, a sign of wealth.
Money and good luck.
That's why it was.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah. So if you have like a peacock, it's, you know, that you're going to be rich and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why
they hang out in Barden.
Of course.
And then they wander out and share the wealth with someone else and then they go back into Barden. But I don't know. So 131060, can you help us get to the bottom of this mystery? Why are there peacocks in Barden? Are they someone's pet? Are they wild? Can we eat them?
You can't eat peacock.
They're not native, so I reckon you can.
Could spatchcock them.
I don't think they'd be very nice, would they?
I don't know. Isn't every bird kind of tasty?
Emu's deceptive.
There's only one way to find out. Emu is deceptive.
Yeah, when I had emu a couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, it looks like steak.
Where did you have emu?
When I was at Spices.
Do they? They serve it. Is it nice?
They do emu. Beautiful. Yeah. But I was expecting a chickeny.
Yeah, no, but it's more beefy, more gamey. Yeah.
Well, it's more turkey related.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
And turkey, you know.
It's
a dark meat.
Imagine that, though.
Let's find out why they're there before we talk about eating them.
Oh,
okay.
You get a peacock steak and it's a rainbow.
You can have it for Mardi Gras.
Yes. Phones have lit up. I think you might get your answer here.
Okie dokie. Right. Jason and Griffin, do you have any theories about the peacocks?
Yeah, hey, guys. I actually, about 20 years ago, I used to do deliveries and I was nearly hit one of them with my truck.
Mm.
And then when I pulled up at the next customer's house, I was asking him about it, one of the locals. Mm. And he said that apparently as you were going up towards the hill, the mountain there, there was a guy that had a bit of property and had about a dozen of them.
Right.
All fenced off. Right. And they used to, apparently when he got them, didn't really know what they could do and didn't realise that they could actually jump the fence and fly.
Because they can't fly far. Yeah.
Much like a scrub turkey.
Yeah.
They can get over a fence. And I also used to play a fair bit of soccer down at the Barton Fields, down the bottom of the gully there, yep. And used to always see him when we were playing.
Yeah, right. Oh, they like a bit of soccer, do they?
Yeah, apparently so.
There you go.
Do they destroy the land the same way that the bush turkey does?
They do a big nest, I think, don't they? I don't know. My only interaction with them is seeing them, really. But no one seems to. They don't seem to.
You know what?
There's
probably
pest.
Been there the whole time and you haven't noticed because the female peacocks are just.
Normal birds.
It's only that the males have come into town for breeding season that you've gone, oh, bugger me.
You reckon they're on some sort of swingers trip?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they're not the Barton ones. They've just come to Barton because the ladies are nice there.
Maybe.
You know?
Going to get back than one of those Barton girls. Won't have to worry anymore.
She can split half her wealth.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jace. Kate in Morningside. Peacocks. Any reason why they would be out and about?
In Barton, uh-huh. Yeah.
So I actually used to live in Forest Lake, mm-hmm. and there used to be a farm in Forest Lake that had peacocks.
Right.
And two of them actually escaped and started breeding. We used to have about four or five live in our front yard.
Live in your front yard?
Yeah, so they used to come every weekend and just sit and look at the reflection in our front windows.
Oh, God, smug. Fine. Yeah. That's okay, right. But that was in, you
that's
said,
down
Forest,
south,
Lake.
Forest Lake.
That's
out at Forest Lake.
Maybe they're everywhere.
What were they doing? What was the farm? Where were they bred there?
I'm not 100% sure. It was quite a few years ago. There was a farm where all housing has now been built,
right.
But they just managed to escape, and they just never found them.
Wow. Right, that's a bit of a trip, though. That's out my way, Forest Lake.
Mm. You think someone's given them a lift?
Well, there's good train lines through there, but...
Well, obviously they escaped, so they didn't like it out there, so they went looking for a better community. And then they found, they settled in Barton, raised their family, sent their kids to Stuart Home.
Forest Lake's a nice area.
It's lovely. It's lovely. Yeah. But I'm saying the peacocks didn't like it. I like it.
They weren't Stav's words. They were the peacocks.
I'm talking for the peacock, yeah, right. Of course. Yes.
Okay. So which one of those are we choosing? Do we think it was the farm in Barton?
It was definitely the farm in Barton. I reckon there has to be farms. No, I believe Kate, but I believe that there's a farm down at Forest Lake as well as Barton. Yeah. It seems like, I don't know if it was the thing to do to keep peacocks,
maybe.
You know, because it seemed very
hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity and good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we got Shelby might be able to shed some light on it as well. Last one. Shelby, do you have any idea why these peacocks are here?
I don't know why they're here. Mm. When I was younger, we lived out at Cedar Grove and our neighbour had one.
Right.
But he was, we called him Andrew Peacock. But he was an all white, he was an all white albino peacock.
Oh, wow.
He was amazing.
Oh, how extraordinary.
So maybe it was a thing to have them as pets back in the day. If that was like three or four people saying that they had people that kept him.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like allowed, if he was allowed to have it, but he had one. But no, I really just called up to do an impersonation of it.
Oh.
Get a fuel voucher.
And get a fuel voucher, of course.
Oh, yes. Everyone that's on air gets a fuel voucher, so well done. Yes, we want to hear this, please.
All right.
Okay. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
Have you actually got a peacock there? You just squeeze it and go?
Yeah, I do. I have it in the car.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105. All the way from Australia, please welcome Dean Lewis.
The legend, Dean Lewis, is on the air with us this morning. G'day, buddy.
Guys, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Before we talk about your brilliant new single, whereabouts are you in the world?
I'm in Stockholm in a hotel room in Sweden right now. Just got here yesterday.
Have you got the syndrome yet, or did you get your vaccinations?
No. I got here. I was actually in Switzerland yesterday. I've been here for ages, like in Europe and the UK, just doing all this promo and stuff like that for How Do I Say Goodbye. And where my European tour starts in like 7 days, so the whole band's flying in. And we're all about to get started on the rehearsals and stuff like that. So,
I asked about the European tour. How did the radio interviews compare? Because we've had you in the studio so many times, and we love having you in. Are they quite different when you go over there?
Yeah, it's a bit funnier because they translate. So they'll say, they ask a question in English, and then you answer it, and then they translate it on the spot, and then they go back to English. It's really interesting. Hard to have a conversation.
It's all automatic, isn't it?
They flip between English. Like the host they'll speak two languages. They'll go English, and then they'll just transition into German.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on, but it's kind of weird. But in a weird way, in a way, it doesn't get too like intense because it's very much like surface.
Yeah,
you don't get too bantering and stuff like that.
Yeah. I love that.
It's kind of like it's kind of good.
You presume that they're translating, but they might just be, all right, so he just said.
Yeah, exactly.
And we also have to point out it is called the Sad Boy Tour, and that's boy with a B-O-I. So if you need an opening act, we've got our very own DJ Party Boy here, B-O-I, as well. That's Maddie. That's Party what boy. He used to do. So if Sad Boy Tour, Party Boy Tour, it's history in the making, I feel.
Wait. So that was his old DJ name?
Yeah.
Yep, that was his old DJ Party name. Boy.
Can you tell Dean some of your headlines? Party Where boy. Did you yep. used yep. to perform?
Now, I feel like this is going to get lost in translation, like some of your interviews. No. Now, when I was 18, I used to DJ... I'd call it somewhat of a nightclub. It was more of a pub with disco lights in Toowoomba Dean. So it was a bit of a medium deal
there. That's epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium deal. I love the name. Party Boys. That's badass. That's a cool name.
Yeah.
It's very like American Pie or something. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. I thought I was cool. And looking back now, I kind of regret it.
No, it's given us years of enjoyment here paying you out. So we don't.
Yeah. Okay, that's gold.
So you're Dean Lewis now, known all around the world. Were you in any bands?
Yes.
Like as a kid? Kid, like at school with funny names and stuff. You surely were.
Oh my god! The first band name I had, it was so embarrassing. Was it was My Siberia. I thought that was going to be like a cool name, and then I started a band with all these work friends, and we were so bad. It was awful, and they all quit one by one because I took it so seriously. I've never talked about this before. I took it so seriously. I was writing all these songs tense because people would miss practice, and I'd be like, "Hey man, you can't miss practice." They all quit. One by one in front of me, and it was a traumatic experience. And then I went off and did what I did, but that's because I'm intense. I have a band, but now it's like you pay people. Like, they're friends, but they're not part of the actual recording process most of the time.
But imagine the guys that quit now; they'd be like, "Shit, we made a massive."
They should have had a work ethic, Stav, and they could have been with Dean.
Yeah, but they're
right
probably
now.
Happy. They're probably happy and like you know, like married and have good lives. And I'm out here like, just what am I doing with my life? Like chasing the same thing. And it ain't as fun as you think, you know, it's like, it's fun, it's good, but you know, it's like, I think all my friends are married and happy and I'm like just sprinting towards nothingness, you know, but there is creating, it's really exciting. I do love that.
There's the name of your
I'm
new
joking.
Album.
It's exciting.
You can still chasing be happy and married and touring, well, probably not as much.
No, he knows that.
It's hard to meet someone like that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Well, Sweden's, you're in Sweden. I just have Swedish flatmates, they're nice girls. Anyways.
Oh, are they there? Are you hooking him up?
No, I'm just saying. Like, Swedish are the most beautiful.
I was about to say they always walk naked as well. They never wore clothes in the apartment, was their other point that she didn't want
to. Dean's freaking out now. If he pans his laptop around, they're actually standing on the other side of that Zoom call.
Translating for us.
Well, let's talk about your new single. It is absolutely amazing. How Do I Say Goodbye? And it's written about your father.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's a very depressing song, but it's written about my dad. And a lot of people don't realize this. I'll say it at the start. Like, my dad's in remission now. He's all good.
Yeah.
But I wrote the song when we didn't know what was going to... Well, when I didn't know what was going to happen. But he got a stem cell transplant, and it just shot in the dark, and it worked. And he... I got to play him the song, and he listened to it once, and then he was emotional about it, I think. And then... He can't listen to it. It's a bit overwhelming, I think, the song, but he's loving the attention right now.
Yeah.
He's posting it on Facebook and he's having a great time. He's loving it.
Have you got siblings?
I've got three brothers. Three brothers. One of them comes on the road with me and they're loving it too.
Well, there you go, Dad. I love you the most because I wrote a single and released it about you. So just remember that, all right? Don't you forget.
Yeah, exactly. I'm the favorite. Right?
Mate, it's a brilliant song. I mean, there's not really... anything that we haven't played that you've put out here on the radio, they're all absolutely incredible. So we're going to play this right now. How Do I Say Goodbye? Dean Lewis, a pleasure, mate. So great to talk to you.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
I've always said that I reckon I'm a good parent to take along to sports because I'm not... I don't push them too hard because I personally could not play sports.
Right.
Like, I was terrible at it. Never invited to play on the netball team with my friends because I was always doing ballet or acting. So they were like, you can come and be a cheerleader, but you're not invited to play. And then as adults, they started Passion Pop was their team, and I still wasn't allowed to play.
No.
Yeah, they were brilliant.
They were drinking Passion Pop?
No, that was the name of the team.
Oh, right.
But yeah. They did too.
That's how they got their name.
But now my kids are getting into something different. I'm full stage mum.
Oh.
Because the middle one wanted to do acting class. Yeah. Remember, he wants to get a Lamborghini. So he wants to be able to save up for that. And he said, how did you do it? And I said, well, I did acting as a kid, saved up. I could buy my first car. So he said he wants
to do... You got a Lambo as your first car.
Yeah. Really downgraded since then. No, Datsun. Nissan Datsun.
That's just as good.
Oh, yeah.
Pulsar.
That's probably actually better.
Gold colour. Rust in the back, but put blue tack, and then I put nail polish over the top.
Perfect.
Couldn't even see.
Perfect. I love that. I use blue tack on my car.
Did
too.
You?
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to cut away some of the rust first, and then you put the blue tack over the top. Right, I wasn't an idiot.
Yeah. My muffler fell off.
Did it?
On a date.
Then it sounded like a V8 afterwards. Yeah, go from very loud. V6
did you
to V8 straight
that
out.
That night?
That's how the muffler came off. When the Corollas are rocking, don't come a knocking.
No.
But I feel really, I don't know how you would feel if Rory did stand-up, because I'm taking them to the audition, and I said, look, hey, because they managed to get so many auditions, and I said, when you go there, the director will say again, you've got to do it in a different way. So I'm like, can you show me which way you're going to do? And they're like, don't worry about it, we're not going to go to auditions. They said, no, I'm not going to drive you to auditions because they seem to be far away until you do an acting course. And they don't want to run through their options with me because they say that I'm just too hectic with it.
Right.
Are you doing like the Stanislavski if and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I am. I'm like, what's your background for it?
Method.
I don't know. I was like, you have to go and do acting class. And the eldest one's like, I just want to go to auditions. I don't want to go to acting class. I'm like, you have to go because I'm not driving you if it's a waste of time. Unless you're going to get them, you're not going.
That's fair enough.
How many of the auditions has he done?
Well, because I keep saying no because he hasn't done any training for it.
And how many has he got?
Oh, he's got a few extra ones. Yeah.
So his completion rate's high.
Well, I was explaining this to him in the car, right? And I said, so you've got to go. He goes, fine. And then probably about 2 seconds later, he bursts into tears and he's got tears running down, running down his face. And I was like, you okay? He's like, no, I'm not. I was like, what's going on? He goes, I just don't want to tell you at the moment. So, oh my God, something's happened at school? Like, tell me what has happened. And he goes, nah, see, told you, I didn't have to go to acting classes.
Oh, brilliant.
So you do for real? He goes, yeah. So every time we have a fight, is that fake? And he's like, I don't know, is it fake with you? And I was like, I'm proud of him and his ability to do acting. But he goes, so you can send Jagger, I don't need to go. Like, I don't think he does.
Do you get his ability of faking from you?
Can Scotty tell when he's fake crying?
Yeah, picking up tips there.
Bet he can't.
No.
Can you fake cry?
Yeah, probably. I mean, go. I don't know if it's fake. I'm just always on the verge. Just one little tip.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
This is really exciting. Exactly. Are you excited?
I am.
And do you know what I'm most excited about, Stav?
What?
Is that we will probably get an invite.
Yeah.
Because we're invited by the parents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you'll definitely get one.
Well, to sit on their table. Because big news over the weekend, Matthew.
Yes.
Quite surprising news. I think, were you surprised?
I was surprised.
I was surprised. Yeah.
I was very surprised. Right.
And do you know?
Very surprised.
Just so many levels of this.
I'll take everyone to the scene. Something happened on Saturday. I went to the Food and Wine Festival in Toowoomba. Got there about midday and was leaving at around 7.
You were in fresh, tip-top, right on top of your game, I imagine. Food and Wine Festival.
They were getting roadies, by the way, buying.
Right. Yeah, so we were lined up. Esther was buying a couple of takeaway bottles. And my phone rings. And I answer the phone and it's my 20-year-old son. Ethan. And he's like, hey, Dad. I'm like, hey, buddy. He's like, what are you doing? I said, I'm drunk.
Responsibly.
Yeah. Yes. Of course. Wine festival. Always. Of course, we don't want to. He goes, oh. I go, what's up? And he says to me, I'm about to propose to my girlfriend. And he's, you know, he's 20.
Yeah.
They've been dating 6 months.
Okay.
And I stop for a second and I say...
I know exactly what you said.
Is she pregnant?
First question. No, that's fine.
You got to remember in the moment.
Yeah.
And to also put it into perspective, him and I spent 3.5 hours together the day before having breakfast. I took him to breakfast.
That's right.
We hung out. We talked about music. He came over home, showed him my man cave. We were like hanging out.
And you did say, have you asked her dad?
And then when he said no to that question, I was like, okay, great, good.
Mm-hmm. Good. You're not ready for that.
And then I said, before you do anything, have you spoken to her dad?
Mm.
And he said, yes, I have.
Wow.
And I said, okay. And then I was like, is he okay with it?
Yeah.
He said, yes. And then I was like, okay, well, you're 20, your life, if you're happy, we're happy. Meanwhile, Esther's standing there with two bottles of wine in her hand going, what? What's going on? And I'm going, babe, just wait a second. Just wait. She's like, tell me, what's happened? What's wrong with him?
I hate that.
You know, and you're like, hang on. I have to have the moment.
Did you
with
put
him
her
first.
On the phone as well?
No, not yet. Because I had to then talk to her about it. But you know, when you're like, hang on, this is big for him. Mm. We're having a moment, but
no,
I also
I'm with
need to
Esther,
get you.
You're like, just blurt it out. Tell me the headline. Headline, what? Proposal, what?
Because I woke up on, was it yesterday?
Sunday morning.
And on his Insta story was him kneeling down. And I was like, whoa. And I gave you a call straight away.
It blows my mind about it. Is we said this a few weeks ago. We said this was going to happen because he was getting a job
at a jewelry store.
And we said this is the given thing. You are going to be the youngest grandfather.
Well, then they're not even married
yet. Oh, my God, you can't even go out on weekends. You're going to be babysitting. I know, but I'm just like, if they're that fast along.
Yeah.
Well, I thought of it the other way. I said to Esther, I said, this could be good. Because if they get married next year and then they, you know, have kids the next couple of years, they'll be home with their baby. We can drop our kids off.
It's genius.
And be like, your auntie and uncle are coming to help.
No, you say that, but it will be like them dropping off their kid. I just wanted to let you know, though.
Yeah.
Because Sam and I were thinking about it.
Yes, we were.
Yeah. And I know that you're sort of, you know, saving money and stuff like that. If we rush the forms through... They could be a late entry.
In the Vegas wedding.
I think...
28th of September.
Yeah.
I think Maddie's dad probably would be happy with that.
Maddie's dad definitely love it.
Yeah, great idea.
Yeah.
We're so happy for them. Mm. And I said to him, I said, mate, if you're happy, we're happy.
Yeah.
I think it only becomes like you guys were texting me going, oh my God, what's going on? Because they've been together 6 months.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's why everyone's like, whoa. What's going on?
Well, I think also, too, it was kind of out of nowhere. Like, we haven't been involved. Oh, he's thinking he's getting serious.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, so it was like, how much were you aware of all of this as well?
Exactly.
Thing, you know?
Yeah.
And we just wanted you to be happy. And if you're happy,
yeah,
if they're
right.
happy, then we're all happy.
Of course. But you're right. Usually this sort of stuff, as I said to Ethan, the three of us would have had maybe a month of chatting it out off the air before.
Oh, he's booked the flights to Bali.
Yeah.
He's going to get a manicure.
Do you know what this means? Yeah. None of us like when something happens in each other's lives and we have not been briefed about it.
100%.
It's more like, what does this mean for us?
I saw you because you guys, Matty's doing his walk and you guys came in the morning doing your walk and I looked over, they would have been chatting all morning about All right, they're all caught up then. I'll just, okay, fine.
Like, why don't you come next Monday? We're going for a walk in.
Yeah. It's good. It's like therapy. We should do it.
Oh, I know. She used to price that stuff out of me too, mate. Don't worry about that.
That's why I've given up on him. He's quite zen now. Yeah, now I've moved on to you.
She fixed me.
That's what it is.
Yeah, she fixed me.
I'm her project.
Yeah. Oh, welcome. Hey, you're me.
I am you.
You're me.
It's pretty good, actually.
You're welcome.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Proud, proud moment on Friday. It was just epic. The Lions took on the reigning premierships, the D's. Yeah. Now the D's are out. And it was amazing because a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, they were playing against the Demons and we got absolutely smashed.
Smashed.
So I think everyone was just a little bit nervous. And we haven't won at the MCG since 2014.
Wow.
A single game ever?
No.
Or you mean a final?
No.
Single game ever.
At the MCG, yes. Yeah, well. I know. Let that sink in. And it wasn't looking good at the start because we were down by 28 points even. And this was for the first, like, two halves. So my son was like, let's turn it off.
Right.
And I was like, okay. Well, he was a little bit teary. So I was like, turn it off. He's like, I don't want this to happen again. I'm like, no worries. So if the demons get too far ahead, we're never going to be able to catch up. So I was like, you just have a little bit of a moment. So then I turned it back on really quietly. And my husband's over at the MCG watching the game.
Mm.
So I turned it on. And then the comeback that we had was absolutely amazing when we had Big O was out.
Oh, yeah. So you, wait, the Big O was out when we were playing the D?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Just checking. Just keeping abreast of the situation.
Yeah, he had concussion. Playing the D, so he's going to come back. Yeah, Joe Danaher was out. He was having a baby.
Baby.
Yeah. So it was all against us. But now, of course, we are going to the prelims, which is on Friday night. We're playing against the Cats. And I'm trying to work out, do we go down there? And instantly, as soon as you go onto the app, the flights have just gone through the roof.
Oh, yeah. There's someone at the joint, like at the airport. Flight companies and watching the game, just like clicking it up and down as the score goes.
There are the smart people that get the tickets to the grand final at the start of the season.
You mean the believers?
There are some people who just don't care what team it is. They just want to be there for the experience.
I wouldn't. I don't go to the grand final like unless my team is there. So now we're trying to decide out whether we go to Melbourne to watch them take on the Cats.
Yeah. Or
back them. Back them and know that they're going to be able to do it and then save up to go to the grand final.
Back them in, I reckon. It was funny, actually. I called an old mate of mine that I hadn't talked to for ages on Friday night and he was at the game too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And he answered?
Yeah, they flew down and then I got in trouble because they did a 2-minute silence for the Queen, so I had to hang up.
Oh, did they answer through that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, we stopped. No, he was like, yeah, how you going? It's good. Good to see you. We're down here. I got France here. It's great.
Oh, we're at the MCG. We're at the MCG. Quiet.
Hang on, we got to go within a minute silence for the Queen. It's like, okay, I'll talk to you later, bye.
Yeah, they got in trouble for that. People are like, is that ridiculous?
Really?
Yeah.
Doing a minute silence for it?
No, it's just nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it was. Yeah. Why not
do both?
Porque no los dos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. If you guys want me to cover it for the show, Steph, who does all our online, she's huge into AFL as well.
Yeah.
We'll go down there.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't think you should choose one.
Yeah.
You can have your
cake and eat it too.
When I was looking at flights, we would have had to choose one.
Oh, right.
Because
you wouldn't have been
able to afford.
$2,500 for two people to go down there.
GoFundMe. Yeah, I reckon that'd do
it. I was even looking. I was wondering if it's cheaper to fly to another place and then to it. Like, do I fly to Adelaide and then to Melbourne?
Drive. Road trip.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go?
We're going to stay here and take on your commitments for you.
I don't
professionally.
Do that.
Oh, gee, there's a lot. Professionally. If you could stay for the week, why don't you go down, stay for the week, then you don't have to worry about the flights for the following week.
Yeah, you could do the show from there.
Yeah, it's also my son's birthday.
Ah, he'll have plenty more of those.
That's what I thought.
But grand finals.
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Maddie, it's taken me some time, but I have finally found our perfect side hustle. Not for you, Abs.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah, it's not for you. You couldn't do it. Because Soji Morimoto in Japan has become very successful and rich by being the man who does nothing. Imagine that.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all, but with someone else. So
I don't know if Matt would be able to. I know that you are very qualified because you're like zen.
Zen.
I did a meditation course with him and at that point I realized why.
Because he already met his life is meditation.
Well, people are like, he's so much like my dad that he could sit there, like at a doctor's surgery, right? Yeah. I would always be on my phone. You'd be on your phone as well.
Yeah.
And I know that he could. He would probably do it, but he's also got the ability, Stav, sorry, I'm talking about you, like, to just sit there and zen out.
Yeah.
You would enjoy that.
Yeah. I am very much like your dad. Put some clothes on. And so, no, but a little bit different, but it's still pretty much he's not doing much. So, for instance, someone wanted to play on a seesaw and they didn't have another person. So they called Soji and he goes down and goes on the other end of the, doesn't talk, just goes on the other end of the seesaw.
How much booking in advance do you need to give, though?
I don't know about the booking in advance, but he charges $120 per booking. He's also gone down to a train station to wave someone off because they wanted a send-off at the train. So he just stood there and waved at a person he didn't know.
He's Airtasker.
For weirdos.
Kind of.
Well, no, not really. If you look at Airtasker, that's what it is.
Yeah, but to wave you off, like, at a, can you come and wave me off at a train
station?
Yeah,
but people also have them waiting in lines, which would be perfect. Yep. I always want to Airtask parent-teacher interview.
Perfect.
Yeah. He also... sure they didn't just spell wave wrong? Something else?
Oh, hang on. I'm still into it, but yeah. No, he actually doesn't take any requests of a sexual nature. So this one, for example,
that
a
would
woman...
be too intense.
Yeah, too much work. A woman bought a new outfit. She bought a sari, an Indian garment, and she was nervous to wear it out in public, and she was even more nervous to wear it out in public with friends because she would have to chat to them about it, talk them through why she wanted to wear it. So she hires Soji, and he comes with, just sits there, and he answers simple questions, doesn't go too personal, and they just sit there and chat, and she has company, and she doesn't feel as bad, and then he goes home. He's making an absolute fortune doing it. He's had, one person has booked him 270 times.
Wow. What would you book him for?
I don't know if I would book him, but I like the, I would.
You want to be booked.
Imagine, hey, what are you doing this afternoon? I got to go to the park and just go on a seesaw for.
With someone.
Yeah. Then I'm going to push him on the swing.
How much does he get? It's in dong, isn't it?
No. Well, they've converted it. It's 102 Australian dollars. So he charges 10,000 yen.
Yen.
Yeah, 10,000 yen. Yeah.
He's just a friend.
Yeah.
You can hire him as a mate.
Yeah, but low chill friend. Like, you don't have to, you know those friends where you don't have to, you sit there in silence and that's cool?
Mm.
That's kind of what he does. But kind of, I guess you're paying for that service, but, it's,
Yeah.
I don't know if he, it seems quite a lot.
Mm.
Like, he seems so busy.
Yeah, he probably, well, busy doing nothing,
So will he only do one thing? So if they say your job is to come and be on the seesaw with me, there's nothing else at all. He doesn't have to, he's not required to make conversation.
Nope.
He just goes, sits on the seesaw, up and down, in the air and on the ground.
And he does refuse if it says it's going to be too much. If he's like, no, that's actual work. So like, someone asked him if he could come and help him move a fridge. And he's like, that's not what I do. I'll come watch you and go, good job with the fridge, but I'm not touching the thing. It's perfect.
It's a good job for you.
Yeah, your dad would love it too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a job for him to do at the moment. So I was thinking about doing a Bunnings greeter.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But I said you have to do a bit of a smile, and he says I don't like that. So... He doesn't. He doesn't like smiling. He says it's a waste of energy.
Yeah.
He smiles on the inside.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's not going to help you at Bunnings.
If he has a badge that says that.
I'm smiling on the inside. Yeah. Good day.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
As another show draws to a close, Stav, Abby and Matt take a moment to reflect.
My son has a knee injury and he's supposed to have complete rest.
Mm.
Oh, gosh, it's so hard to get him to rest.
He doesn't stop.
And it's not getting any better, so we had to get some crutches. Yep.
Oh, he'll be popular at school. Remember that as a kid?
Give me a go.
Give me a go. That's it, Matthew.
Oh.
That's exactly the issue. Trying to get him to rest, and what do? They had a race on who could walk fastest on the crutches down the hallway. And I was like, well, how is this being?
Yeah, I did that.
No, you time me. Yeah. See if I can do it. And you're like, no.
I'm going to keep them. I'm actually faster. And my feet don't hurt anywhere near as much. This is great. Yeah, I did the same thing.
Thanks. But no, thanks.
Scotty included in that?
No, he didn't actually. Because you had to adjust him to it.
Underarm or?
No, the underarm one.
Yeah, they're a bit.
Yeah. And then I had to explain, like, you've got to push on them if you don't want to hurt under your arm. Mm. But he's a gun at it now. Can't wait for him to hurt his other knee.
I'm going to hand over my thanks but no thanks to Ash, our producer, because I believe she needs it more than anyone today.
Okay.
Over to you, Ash.
Saturday night, went to the bottle shop. Picked up myself two bottles of lovely red wine, got one home, cracked it open and realised it was non-alcoholic. I spent $17 on a bottle of wine that has no real wine in it.
Oh, you got grape juice.
They are expensive, the non-alcoholic ones, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they're made at the same
time. It's a two-prong approach. So you don't get any alcohol in the wine and then you can't afford to buy one with alcohol in it.
Yeah.
I think it cost me more than the one I bought with actual alcohol in it.
They're not, they are nicer if you try them. They're really good now, the zero ones.
Yeah, but a fruit juice would be $3 and that's what she bought.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Hey. Is there anything worse than this? There's two things here, but... You know when you started a washing cycle and then you realise, oh, you might maybe have another towel that you want to put in?
Yes.
It's like an impenetrable Fort Knox safe. You just cannot open that thing. You can't end the side. Try turn it off, turn it on.
Front loader.
Top loader.
Can't you just lift it?
No, it locks.
Does it?
Yeah.
Don't you have that button that will allow you to put stuff in? That's why I bought ours.
But that wasn't even my real issue. The real issue was when I went down to hang out the washing and it hadn't started.
Did you not press play again?
I must have. No. I think you have to hit
not
it three
play,
times.
It's not like a fun thing.
No,
sorry.
Mine does have a little play button on there. Okay. Yeah.
So I reckon they made those for men, to be honest.
The play button.
The play button, yeah, the play pause on it.
It's not.
To encourage.
Making any music. So thanks for nothing.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby, and Matt on B105.